Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Before we get to Zach Gelb, two quick reminders. If you're headed to the Panthers game this week, the Panthers have new specialty food items for the Stanley Cup Final at Amerant Bank Arena, including a turkey panini with chips at sections 115 and 307, and a filet mignon steak sandwich with chips at section 110. Gelb, you see how we do it down here. None of that burger crap up in New York, you know. None of that pastrami crap. We throw it down with filet mignon sandwiches, bro.
What was that first thing that you just said? A turkey what?
A turkey panini. Don't rip this. That's
real manly for a hockey game. A turkey panini. Let's go.
Nothing manly.
Also, hey, we're whooping ass now, Gail. We're a bully now. We beating up everybody.
Hey, don't mess with us down here, bro. Don't mess with us.
You really know that you're a bully when you could punk the other team and the other team thinks that they could be the bully and they try to beat the bully at their own game. And the minute when Jonah Gogovic, forget the fight, there was a moment earlier in the game where he just gave a look like that I would give if my mom told me like the cookies are ready in the oven. Where it's like, ooh, and he looked at the Oilers that way. And I turned and I said to myself, basically, when I talk to myself during these games, it's over. The Oilers are cooked. The Panthers have them right where they want them.
No. All right, I'll get to the liner later because Zach Gelb does whatever he wants.
Let's go. You asked me a question. Get to the read. And also, if Hawk was here, what was that rejoin music? That is not playing with old man Hawkman coming back. That was some new music for this show.
That's Jimmy pandering to Crowder is what it is. Zach Gelb joined.
Jimmy plays rap when it's just me and Solano.
Well, Channing, I went to Lil Wayne on Friday. Oh, my God. Oh. Washed. Terrible show.
It's bad. He was bad.
And I like Lil Wayne.
He just stands in the middle of the stage and they put lights on him. I saw him at something at the Amarant Bank, and it's just him standing there singing. Nothing going on. No. No,
he's never been. Yeah, Wayne's never been. I've seen him live before. He's never been. Yeah, I saw him after the Carter 3, which is his best album. He's never been a good live performer. And bro, the Carter 6, like he should just be like, just kidding. That wasn't a real release because it is.
I didn't think it was horrible. I thought it was fine. Now maybe it's because I was all jacked up to go to the concert. And I saw him 2 years ago. I thought he was fine, but this performance, it was 45 seconds of every song. And then he would sit there as the most polite person in the world. Like after Fireman would play for 45 seconds, he would just go, thank you. And it was on to the next one. And it was about an 80-minute concert. I walked out of there as if I was kind of trying to chirp sports fans how I would do. And I was just screaming, Wayne's washed. I may have been a little bit inebriated. May have been a little bit feeling myself. Maybe a few too many puffs of something. But I just kept on screaming, Wayne's washed, 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 washed.
Zach Gelb hosts the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. He joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gelb, no joke. You were upset with the Oilers, right? With how they conducted themselves. Because you were texting Hawk and I during that game three. And it seemed like, I don't really know what your rooting interest was. I don't know if you're rooting for anybody, but I think now you've established a rooting interest. You definitely not for the Edmonton Oilers the rest of the way.
Well, I picked the Panthers, full disclosure, before the series started. But I'm not sitting there and saying, right, I need one team. My life's not going to be different if the Oilers or the Panthers win. It's not as if they're one of my teams. But the way that the Oilers approach this, Remember, you had all year to get ready for this spot again. You were down 3-0 last year. You got it to a game seven, a remarkable comeback, and you came up just short. You have two of the top five players in the league. I would say two of probably the top four players in the league. And you try to get tough with the toughest team in the league and the best team in the league. And what got you to the Stanley Cup final and what gives you a chance to potentially beat the Panthers, it's almost as if they just took that style, they crumbled it up, and they said, we're going to try something else. And they tried to play to the level of the Florida Panthers in their style. And that just doesn't work. And that's what the Panthers basically walk you through right into a trap. And the trap fell right on the Edmonton Oilers. And then you had Dadjevic, you had Tkachuk, you had Carter Verhaeghe, all these guys, Barkov, not only kicking your ass, but then laughing. You know, it's like the most annoying thing. It would always annoy me if you were a kid. It would be the best way to get someone really riled up. If someone's making fun of you and you just laughed at them and laughed at their joke. And that's the most annoying thing. And that's what the Panthers did to the Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers thought they could beat them up. They got dragged around. They got embarrassed. They basically got bullied. Then they ran home. They said to their big brother, oh, we got to help us go beat down the big bad wolf. And then the big bad wolf still kicked the crap out of you again and your big brother. It was embarrassing, terrible, putrid, lethargic.
Gelby, but the game one, overtime 4-3. Game two, double overtime 5-4. Then just an ass-kicking game three. Did you isolate that game or are you seeing this play out and now you have to figure this out, Oilers, because I don't know if they could bounce back from what happened. Honestly, ass kicked on the ice, ass kicked after the whistle, ass kicked for three periods. Is this lining up to be ugly?
Well, here's what I'll say. When they won game one, I said it's a good start. But then the Panthers are more than capable, you know, of coming back down 2-0. But I said that the Oilers really want to impress me and really make me start to think that they can win this series and they will win this series, then go up 2-0. And then you have Marchand, which it should be illegal that he's on this Panthers team. You guys don't even need him. And he's unbelievable. And Marchand gets that game winner and it's 1-1. And I expected the Panthers to win game three. But how it happened, even Brian Boucher said it on the broadcast, if this continues, like if the Oilers try to attack it this way and just take dumb penalties, this series will be over real quick. So the way I would say it, is game four is a must win for the Edmonton Oilers. Like if you win game four, it doesn't mean you're going to win the Stanley Cup. If it's 2-2, even though the Oilers would regain back the home ice advantage, I'm still taking the Panthers. But if the Panthers win coming up tomorrow night and they go up 3-1, I don't care how much longer that the Oilers go find a way to extend this series. If they're up 3-1 and you give the Panthers then even three opportunities to close it out, I still think that the Panthers are going to win. So I think the series is for the Oilers really on the line coming up tomorrow night.
Yeah, and look, on the flip side, Gelt, because I can make the case, the Panthers blew a 3-1 lead in game one. It's almost like they should have had an opportunity to be up 3-0 and sweep tomorrow. And as great as that ass-kicking was in game three, it really does mean nothing if the Oilers come back and take game four because it's just one – like when you just isolate it, it's one game. You mentioned Marchand. When, by the way,
who? Let's be real. The reason he's a great player, but he didn't need any extra motivation or extra push. You, Mr. Fugazi Hockey, Andrew Alejandro Solana, you dumping and crapping all over the Brad Marchand trade, and now he's been one of the best players, not the best player on the ice. South Florida, they should. When you walk into a restaurant, standing ovation. And they should thank you for this effort right now. You are
reverse jinx, man. Reverse jinx. That was my I did the long play. I did the long play. I took one for the team. Hey, we were talking about it though, Gelb. No joke. What does it say about him? It's not just join this team. He's great. So he's going to be great. Like obviously. But to become he joined a championship team, played like four regular season games, which was my gripe with him. And now he's a leader in the locker room in what, a month and a half of being on a championship team already? Like there's a small group of dudes across sports who could join a championship team already, be there for a month and a half, 2 months, and then become a vocal leader in that locker room.
And not only a championship team, let's call the Panthers what they are right now. They're the best organization in the sport right now.
Yeah.
So that's to a different level. But here's what I'll say about Brad Marchand. And I think it's the nicest compliment you could get if you're a player. Around the league, all the other teams hate him. when he's on your team, you love the guy and you think he's the greatest human being ever. And you know what it is why we can't stand the guy? Sure, he did some weird things like licking people and all that stuff on the ice. He's a great instigator, but he is someone that is a great player, and all of us are jealous that we don't have Brad Marchand on our team, whether you want to admit it or not.
And Gelby, let's move to basketball. Are we seeing – I'll bring it from hockey to basketball, where now we're seeing the Panthers' dominance. Game one, Pacers win by one. Game two, OKC blows their ass out. They weren't in the game since the second quarter. Is that going to continue? Because I think gentleman sweep, bro. That's what I'm betting on it, honestly.
I said OKC in six, and I said this on the air when I said OKC in six, and I do respect the Pacers a lot, but me saying OKC in six was I originally said OKC in five, and then I go, no, I want to see six games of the NBA Finals. I just don't see how the Indiana Pacers are going to beat this Thunder team, who remind me a little bit early stages of the San Antonio Spurs, and they have a lot more to still accomplish. I don't see how the Thunder lose this series to the Pacers.
Yeah, but it's funny what we're doing here, because after game one, I came on the air Friday, and Gelb, I said, we have to respect Indiana. They've proven that they can beat anybody, no matter how good OKC's been. And then Monday, we come on the air. I saw game two on Sunday, and that take goes out at the damn window, in the garbage. Like, no, the series ends in five. Like, I've got OKC winning three straight.
A lot of the mush, once again. Anti-Brad Marchand, anti-Oklahoma City Thunder. You know, maybe you should try something new with the Heat this year. You walk in just saying they're going to suck, and then maybe they'll end up having a great season.
That's it's worth trying. I mean, we were the 10 seed last year, Gelb. I'll try anything. Speaking of that, does Kevin Durant, because we got the Shams report earlier today about all the teams that are working for the trade. Does Kevin Durant, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, does it do anything for you?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would say there would be on the fringe of the play. Not what I mean by that is like that 6-7 line where they could make the playoffs as a top six, or they could go be a 7 or 8 in the play-in tournament. I said a month ago I thought Durant was going to go to the Miami Heat because I was operating under the assumption that Giannis Antetokounmpo was going to get traded and he was going to go to the San Antonio Spurs. I'm starting to think that to start the season, even though I don't think it makes sense for Giannis, that Giannis is going to be in Milwaukee. So I'm now going to say Durant winds up with the Spurs, and then it's where the heck does Pat Riley pivot to? Because Pat doesn't have a lot of time left, obviously, and you only get so many more chances at this, and you know he's going to be aggressive. Well, if Giannis stays in Milwaukee and KD doesn't go to the Miami Heat, then what the heck are the Miami Heat going to do to try to get people excited for this season?
And, Gil, we're talking about this. Solana and myself earlier, we were speaking, and I said, what if they asked for Tyler Hero with the Kevin Durant trade? Kevin Durant for 3 years, get rid of Tyler. Solana says, oh, we can have Tyler for another 10, 12 years. I'd rather Kevin Durant for 3 than Tyler for 12.
But by the way, a little context here, Gelb. He said 2 firsts and Tyler Hero for Kevin Durant, who's probably going to want $112 to $120 million extension wherever he goes. So I think that, that context matters, Crowder. It matters,
Solana, but is Tyler off the books? You can't. He's not a part of the trade in your mind.
So here's what I'll say. Two things. One is a not serious comment, then I'll give you a serious comment. This guy gets his name on the show and he thinks he could talk to you this way, Channing, now all of a sudden? You know, smack him around. You tell him my name is in front of your name on the show. Who are you to open up this mouth and start getting into arguments with me?
Yeah, but he got real spicy the last week.
Yeah, and he's working from home now, making poor Jimmy come on in? Get your ass into the studio, you clown, number one. And number two, so, yes, you would prefer to keep KD, Bam, and Tyler Hero. Ultimately, that's not a championship team. Am I more excited with the Heat with Kevin Durant or Tyler Hero? If it was a one or the other, yes, I'd rather see Kevin Durant than Tyler Hero. Because Tyler Hero, let's be real, he has limitations. Like, what, on a championship team, Tyler Hero's probably a three, right? The third best player on a championship team. So even though KD would be limping into South Beach and be going all the early bird specials, with Pat Riley now, those two old guys with their canes, I would still rather see an elder Durant than just Tyler Hero.
At least my organization doesn't get shut down by three different organizations.
Well, Johnny Bryant's going to be the coach. Right? You know, I say things from the start and I believe in them. I said from the start that Johnny Bryant's going to be the next coach. It's fine.
It truly is a pleasure to talk with Zach Gelb and Channing Crowder. Just two dudes who have both interviewed Michael Rubin, but will never get invited to the white party. Neither of these two clowns are going to the white party.
I know I'm comfortable. He doesn't let media go to the white party. Now, I'm classified as media. Channing is athlete and media. I think this is how successful Channing Crowder is. Channing can go to the white party. Channing doesn't want to go to the white party.
Hey, Gelby. Let's, you know, put Solana back in his place. I actually got invited to the white party.
I don't know about that.
And they sent me the shoes that he sends everybody that's on the invite list, and I have them in my closet. I was busy that weekend. I big boyed Michael Rubin.
And also, let's be real. This is like the little puppy dog. Like, we're the big dogs. The little puppy dog, he's just nipping away at our heels right now. You be careful. You know, I'll stomp you out, and that will be the end of you. And then it will be Hockman, Crowder, and Jimmy on 560 WQAM.
Look how excited Jimmy is. He can't wait. Yeah. He's hoping I get canceled.
Don't expect a raise, Jimmy.
Hey, Solana, check your brake lines whenever you leave the studio because Jimmy's plotting on you.
He's hoping I get canceled.
Channing Crowder is one of the great Italians I've ever met in my life. He's going to come over there with a baseball bat and just start smacking you around, Solana, and he's going to be knocking off your kneecaps.
Oh, Gelb, really quickly, I know you're up against it, but we talked about yesterday the anniversary of The Sopranos. And yes. I know you love that show. You're actually the reason why I watched that show for the first time. Yesterday was the anniversary of the series finale back in 2007. In your opinion, we talked about this yesterday. Did it end? Now that we've had time to reflect on it, 18 years, did it end the right way? Was it the right way for Chase to end that show?
If I would have liked to have had a little bit more clarity. I personally think that he got whacked in the restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. So some people are like, oh, we can't show Tony Soprano getting killed. Well, you showed everybody else getting killed. So why can't you show me Tony Soprano getting killed? I think maybe there was a part of them that thought they would bring it back at some point. So that's why they would or do like something else with it. So that's why they kind of left it very ambiguous where they thought it was over, but they didn't fully know if it was definitely over. So I fully believe that he got killed, but I do think that they didn't show it. So they left it potentially open to do things down the road if it led there, and obviously it didn't.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen Tony Soprano get whacked, or like just to see who would whack him. But
yeah, you got a little Christopher Moltisanti in you, if I'm being honest.
I do a great impression of, I'm forgetting Christopher's wife or girlfriend or whatever, but her saying, Christopher!
Yeah, it's terrible.
One of my best impressions, Gil. One of my best impressions, Gil. Christopher! Was one of my best impressions.
That was brutal. That was actually the worst impression I think I've ever heard in my life.
Sounds just like
smiling. What are you smiling for?
You know, I think you actually remind me a little bit of Finn, who was Meadow Soprano's boyfriend in the show. He was more Finn than Christopher Moltisanti.
Zach Gelb. Listen to him on the Infinity Sports Network. Get the hell out of here, Gelb.
You got it, guys. All the love. All the gabagool.
My man, Finn.
I couldn't. That's the most insulting thing that's ever been said to me in my entire life.
Big fan.
Before we break here, I did want to remind everybody that you can join me a week from today at the Carolina Ale House in Weston. That is Wednesday, June 18th, starting at 5 p.m. I'm going to leave the show early, and I will be at Weston, the Carolina Ale House in Weston, 5 p.m. next Wednesday for a FIFA Club World Cup watch party. I'm giving away tickets every 30 minutes so that you can go watch Inter Miami play in the Club World Cup at Hard Rock Stadium on June 23rd. So come to Carolina Ale House, watch the game with me, win tickets, and enjoy ice cold beer specials. I mean, what's not to love about that? So for more info, go to WQAM.com. Games that day, by the way, Real Madrid and Al Hilal at 3 p.m. And then Pachuca plays Red Bull Salzburg at 6 p.m.
Come on, fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.